How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. This is episode 8. I apologize. It should probably be episode 9, but I missed last week because I'm a schmuck. So this week, I think instead of sharing another one of my own experiences with you, I read something on this amazing group that I'm in called Customer Service Horror Stories, and it's not my group. It was there long before I even created this podcast, but I created the podcast before I even found the group. Super weird. So glad I got hooked up with it. Just, you guys have to hear this. I'm going to try really hard not to react as I read it to you. And then after I read this to you, I'm going to just vent about it. And then you know what? You can contact me if you enjoy any of it, or if you have something to say about this. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at CSHS Podcast. And, you know, look me up. Just always look for the same symbol that you see on these podcasts. That's mine. If I don't respond, either I'm busy, even if it's quarantine, I'm still a father and trying to keep busy. So if for some reason I don't see it right away, and if I don't respond ever, it might not be me. Try again. Maybe try a different one. Either way. All right, let's get into this. You guys have to hear this. This is a post that was put in another group. You guys just bear with me. This is not my post. I'm just going to have to say that because it's so absurd that I can't even come close to admit, even come close to pretending that this was me or even want anybody even think that this is me. I'm just going to read this verbatim. I'm going to do it without criticizing, but there's a couple points I know I'm going to just highlight. Speech-wise, and I'm hoping you catch up before I get to my rant. Here we go. Dear fast food workers, if I'm going to risk my health to pay you money to make my food, then you better make it exactly the way I want. You change your gloves each and every time you touch anything. You wash your hands with hot water and soap for 1 minute after touching anything, even if you were wearing gloves, then you sanitize them. Got it? You better make sure that restaurant is damn near spotless, because if I see even one germ, I'm calling the health department to shut you down. You will change your gloves when I demand it, and you will do it swiftly. You cater to me, all right? Yeah. This may be just some temporary minimum wage job for you, but you work for me. You will obey my orders as I demand, or you will just cease to exist at this point. I tell you what to do and how to do it. And if you don't think I'm supervising, you got another damn thing coming. That's it. That's the end of this person's post. I wish you could see my face. I should be wearing a heart rate monitor. My thoughts are going to be everywhere. And I, dude, the most entitled fucking thing I've ever, ever read, ever about this topic. Are you fucking kidding me? I have experienced a lot of entitlement, okay? I've worked in customer service, I've worked in restaurants. I mean, even where I'm working currently, there's entitlement. It's incredible. We're going to go back through this. I'm not going to read it verbatim again because we already went through it. I'm going to just so I can organize my scattered, rageful thoughts at this person. Okay. Let's start with line numero uno. If I'm going to risk my health to pay you money to make my food, then you better make it exactly the way I want. Excuse the ever-living shit out of me. This restaurant is not here because you demanded it. Anyone, don't work for you. You are the customer. It is the 21st century. You are not always right. Should we say that again? It's not 1930. The customer isn't always right. You may be the king of your own little insignificant world. You are not the king of anyone else. Okay, we're going to stop there because I'm going to rant more. I will give it that when a customer comes in and orders, they should get what they order, how they order it. But if this is how you approach that philosophy, fuck you. Oh, God. If I'm going to be doing my job and you're telling me to change my gloves and wash my hands and then sanitize them, and then you're going to tell me to do it swiftly because you are in a hurry and you want your food nice and hot, you better sit your candy ass right down and shut up and wait for your food. If you're going to have that attitude, you might get a glove in your food. Stop messing with the people who are making your food. I don't understand why people don't understand that concept. Aside from treating that person like the human being they are, you're going to risk pissing someone off who can do whatever it is they want to your food and know how to get away with it? Sit down and go somewhere else or cook for yourself. You change gloves every time you fucking cut a new vegetable, you jackass. Okay. This one. Wash your hands with hot water and soap for 1 minute. 1 minute. One multiple minutes. Because your highness also has the intelligence of a god. I'm going to leave it at that. Damnus Palace, you guys, listen to this. I know you heard this. We're going to say it again. Listen, if I see even one germ, if I see even one germ, are you coming in with a black light? Are you coming in with a microscope? Are you coming in with swab tests? What are you doing? How are you seeing that? Are you fucking Superman? Can you see that? Are you Ant-Man? Can you shrink to the point where that thing is the size of you? You can see that single cell organism? You can see that? Then work for the health department. Fucking Sherlock Holmes of goddamn germs. If they see one germ, if you see one germ, either you're tripping balls or you need to go see somebody because you're not right. If I see one germ, okay, I'm gonna stop there. And if you talk to the health department like this, I'm sure they'd be thrilled to help you. You cater to me. You are a lousy piece of crap. That's all I'm catering to you. Okay. You will obey my orders. Your Highness. Fuck you. And if you don't think I'm supervising, you got another thing coming. You are such a piece of shit. Did you get out of your car? Did you because you're so worried about how clean these people are doing everything for you, did you get out of your car and go behind that counter and stand behind them less than 6 feet away without a mask or gloves just to make sure they did everything that you said? Go home and shut the fuck up. That's what I have to say to you. That was it. Just because you're going to a restaurant, just because someone has the title of server, it doesn't mean that it's your personal butler. Do you own the restaurant? Did you create it? Did you make the menu? Did you ship in the ingredients? Did you go shopping for all this shit? Did you travel the world to make the best for this place? Shut up. You didn't because you're a jackass and you're entitled and you're an idiot. Okay, we're going to leave this one a little shorter than the past, but you guys, sorry for missing last week. I hope everyone is doing okay during this quarantine thing. Stay safe. Please, if you need to reach out to somebody, reach out to somebody. Stay clean. Just stay safe. On my essential workers, you guys are killing it every day. And keep it up. All right. Once again, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at CSHS Podcast. And if you want to email me your stories or whatever, cshspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, and how can't I help you today?